I want to continue a message I started 2 weeks ago, my first message of 2017, 100% victory over 100% problems. Only my wife said amen. I said, God will give you 100% victory over 100% of your challenges in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. God never does anything halfway. Hallelujah. He completes it and he finishes it. And the Lord will complete your victory. I say this year your victory will be completed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we find a plan, a God-ordained plan. A plan that if well implemented, if conscientiously, dedicatedly implemented, it will work wonders in your life. You don't need anybody to tell you that there's a gang up against your destiny. Satan is already ganging up. God has a tremendous plan for you and I. Hallelujah. He already said through his servant, it's a year of surprises. And I claim pleasant surprises. We are already seeing surprises all around the world. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you, church? You know, there are surprises going on right now. And yours and mine will be pleasant surprises. The lines are going to fall for us in pleasant places. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There was a gang up against Israel. There was a gang up against King Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat was afraid. Fear gripped him. And that is what happens when we face challenges in life. The first emotional attribute we show or attitude is always that of fear. Fear has made many people give up. Fear has made many people surrender. Fear has made many people turn back. Many people have turned back at the edge of their breakthrough because of fear. Because there is a challenge that is ahead of them. They decide to look for something better. Many people have settled for less because of fear. That's not the way of God. And that's not, should not be the way of a child of God. Rather than turn back when you are challenged by fear, we should follow the footsteps of Jehoshaphat. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 that after all this gang up against him, verse 3, and Jehoshaphat feared. His fear did not say he surrendered. As soon as fear took over him, what he did next is noteworthy. Fear drove him to the presence of God. Fear sent him to seek the face of God. He set himself to seek the face of God. This is one sure thing I'm challenging the church about this year. To set ourselves individually, collectively, every opportunity we have to seek the face of God. There is no solution elsewhere. Everything you are looking for is in Christ Jesus. If you look in scripture, those who have gone ahead of us, they obtained by faith. Everything in Christ is obtainable by faith. Everything you are looking for is obtainable in Christ Jesus. If we only set our face to seek God rather than to seek men. You have to decide this year who is going to be your Savior. Is it going to be Jesus or you are going to run after men? The woman with the issue of blood, she set herself to seek the Lord. If I can only touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She did and she was whole. Bartimaeus said himself when he heard Jesus was passing by. He refused to be quiet. Even when they told him to be quiet, until he caught the attention of Jesus. Only those who set themselves to seek the Lord will catch the attention of Jesus. You need to make up your mind. You are not going to play church. Enough of playing church. It's time to be serious. It's time to be definite with your destiny. The one who is against you is more than you. But the one who can help you is bigger than the one who is against you. And he's not a human being. He's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Is the omnipotent, the rock of ages. Jehoshaphat set himself. He sought the face of God. How? In fasting, which is the season we are in now. It doesn't mean that after 40 days fast is over, then fast is over. You can give yourself a fast every week. One day a week. And choose to seek the face of God. You can't subdue conspiracy by yourself. But the Lord can subdue every conspiracy on your behalf. And I pray that this year, no matter how many that are gathered and formed against you and I, the Lord will bring them under. Amen. I said they are already brought under. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't surrender. Don't surrender to the lie of the devil. Don't surrender when you see your ability diminished. The ability of God never diminishes. God has a million and one ways of meeting your need and my need. And he will not disappoint us. I say he will not disappoint us. In Jesus' mighty name. As Jehoshaphat went before God, he prayed some kind of prayer that is not common. In verse 6, he went before God. O God of our Father, are you not God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? That is to say, all these people who are against us, you are ruler over them. They can't overcome you. You have power over my problems. Lord, you have power over my circumstance. You are the head of all principalities. You are the head of all powers. You are the God who sits on the throne. You are the one who rules in the affairs of men. It is by your word you created the heavens and the earth. Can you imagine when you go before the Lord, even with your problems, and you are eulogizing him? Lord, this is who you are. The Bible says, those who come to God, they must know that he is. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I'm going to God. I settle it within me that he's the only one who can sort it out. That is, I have no plan B. If God can't do it, then let it not be done. Let no man take God's glory in my life. Let no man take God's glory in your life. Jehoshaphat knew who his God is? Do you know who your own God is? He said, and in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee, even these nations against us. When you stand, they can't stand. Lord, all you need to do is stand. We prayed this morning. We still have the God of Elijah on our side. I don't know about you. I still have the God of Elijah on my side. Hallelujah. Art thou not our God? You rule over them. You are the God of all authority. But you are our own. You are our own God. Church, come on. You understand what I say? Huh? It's not only that he created the heavens and the earth. It's not only that he can do all things, but it belongs to us. We belong to you. You belong to us. You are our own. This is our own God. He's your own God. If you make him, if you connect with him, he can stand for you where no man can stand. He can do for you what nobody can do. He can change what no man can change. God does not answer to the law of man. He can suspend laws and nobody can ask him. He can kill and he can make alive. Can bring anything out of anywhere. He took a beggar from the dust and shook him, raised him up, and put him in the king's palace. Only your God and my God, the one whose name is Jehovah. You are not even excited. You are not excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you. Don't let your attitude towards God be that of, maybe he can do it. Maybe God will do it. No, it's not a maybe. He will do it. He will do it. There's nothing he cannot do. There's nothing God cannot do. In this my young life, I've seen tremendous things. Mind-boggling testimonies. A man by himself was part of those who removed the womb of his wife. And the woman still wanted children. She went for a crusade. Man of God said, there are 7 women here whom God wants to give a baby to. She stood up. She went to the front. God prayed for, collected her baby. She got pregnant. She had no womb. That was what made her husband got born again. Huh? No womb. No womb. No womb. But then he put a womb. Another one in this church. They say, oh, she has no egg. How can a woman with no egg get pregnant? But this one got pregnant. And she has had her baby. And the baby is well. And the baby is alive. My God can do anything. My God. Until you realize the potential of who your God is, you might never get the best out of him. Did you hear me? Some of us, we go to God in prayer and we only pray if you have a need. Your need, your demands are something that you can qualify in your own mind. God is bigger than your mind. Because when you look at what you want to ask God, that's very big goal. If you really know your God, you can never out-ask Him. Anything you want to ask, He has more than it. If you and God go into a challenge of ask me anything, you'll be tired. Because He will say, is that all? You will see our Father in the Lord each time. You say, okay, ask God for one thing. Make sure it's a very big thing. Me, I always ask things that get me into trouble. Actually, that get God and I into trouble. You know? You can do it. By now, you know, I have crazy ideas. Because I know my God can meet crazy needs. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God says to you, I will do this for you, what He says He will do for you has become sacred to Him. Hello? Yes, there might be conditions attached to it most of the time, but what He said is, what He said is sacrosanct. Amen? If He says, I will do it, be assured that He will do it. Because Jehoshaphat said, if when evil come upon us as a sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, you say, when we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in affliction, then you will hear and help. Lord, you said, this is what you are going to do. I took it back to Him. A little story. When I came to Kansas City, no paper. My car has a dealer's tag that was going to expire. The last day, I went to the DMV. That woman drove me away, terrified me. If you don't leave this place, I will call the police. I initially felt sorry for myself. I got into that car. I wept. Then I stopped. Then I said, Lord, let's talk. You know where I was. And you told me to come here. In my own right senses, you know I won't come here. But you told me to come. Now, I need to tag this car. If I don't tag it, I can't do this job that you gave me. So, now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go to the police station. I'll go and tell the police and report you and me that I am a pastor here, but I need to tag this car and I don't have my papers yet. So anything they want to do, where I'm coming from, nobody pursued me. On my way, I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. So of all the addresses that I had for DMV, the Holy Spirit now just took my eyes to another one. On the same day, on my way to the police station, he said, go down, go to that one. So I drove down. almost to St. Joseph. I got there. Another woman. But this time, I'm going by the leading of the Holy Spirit. I got there. Was I scared? Sure. I want to tag my car. Say, where's the car document? I gave it to her. How many years do you want? How many years can I have? Two. I want two. How much? She told me. I brought out the money, counted it, cash, gave it to her. She counted. She was typing. No other question. Looking at all the papers. She gave me the tag. I tiptoed out of the door. By the time I got to the door, I just... And you say, my God cannot do anything. The same law where they drove me was the same law in operation here. But here he suspended the law. That don't ask him anything. Just tag the paper. Who will rent an apartment and you don't have paper? The apartment building, the lady said, you know what? I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. No paper. And I rented an apartment. Me alone. And God, nobody else. Don't relegate your God. Where you put him is the level he's going to operate for you. Hallelujah. And that was where Jehoshaphat put him. But let me say, if you are one of those people who already know what you have to do to help yourself, you don't need God's input. And God doesn't interfere. Amen. But Jehoshaphat said, look at these people. We have no power. They are too much for us. If you don't show up, it's done. Lord, this year, if you don't help me, it's over. I need your help. How many are going to tell God this year? Lord, I need your help. I need your help. Because when God helps you, it becomes a permanent help. Oh Lord. And then, the prophet came and he spoke. You see, to every promise of God, there's a corresponding action. And if you understand this, that makes you a mature child of God. If thou will diligently hearken to my command, then this is what I will do for you. If you will bring the tithe into the storehouse, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to bless your bread. I'm going to bless your water. You are going to find favor. You see, favor does not just jump on people. Oh, it's unmerited favor, unmerited, this, that. But let me tell you, there are certain things that precedes favor. Time will fail me to give you scriptures. when you show favor, favor will follow you. Hallelujah. When you are a favorable person, favor too will find you. But if you are not a favorable person, the Bible says that we are the salt of the earth. Amen? A city on a hill that cannot be hid. It says, if the salt loses its savor, it says it's useless. Men will trample it under feet. It loses value. Nothing will happen to it. Nothing can happen through it. But if what you have been given by God, you use it for the honor of God, guess what? God will add more value to your life. That is why he says, to those who have, more will be given to them. Let me say something here. Let's say there is a very, by his grace of God, a very rich person here. Yes. Amen. Listen. God does not care about what you have. You are a nobody to God with what you have. You become somebody to God when you use what you have to advance the kingdom. Then God will notice you. Oh, I have, and so? He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The gold belongs to him. The silver belongs to him. And everywhere he is, he's making impact. For God so loved the world that he gave. God does not notice you because you have. God notices you because you give. Men may run after you like ducklings. But you have no reckoning with God. No reckoning. Nothing. You remember the rich fool? I will can it, sit on the can and can the can. God say, you are a useless man. You are dying tonight. Don't let's play games with God. God in this church wants to change status. But you have to position yourself. You have to be in the place to hear and to obey. Many of us, we pray, if we pray at all, but we never wait to hear anything. When was the last time God spoke to you after you have prayed? When was the last time God told you what to do after you have prayed? The evidence of answer prayer is God speaking back. So Prophet Jahaziah rose up and said, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord, look at it. Verse 14. Then upon Jahaziel, the spirit of the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation where they were praying and fasting. Now God answered the prayer of Jehoshaphat. Word came. Wait to hear this year. Are you listening to me? Don't just pray. Wait to hear. Habakkuk says, I will wait, set myself, and wait to see what he will say. That is when solution comes. Wait to hear. Wait to hear what he will say. Let me put it this way. Wait to hear the crazy thing he will say. Because most of the time when God replies, it's always crazy. He's always out of this world. It always blows the mind. Minimum of 3 nations against a people. Look at what he said through the prophet. And he said, "Hearken, ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid." Hold on. You mean all these ones? Yes. Don't be afraid or be dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours. Hold on. Lord, you said the battle is not. Why did they write a letter to me? Why didn't they post it to you? You see how crazy the answers of God can be? Huh? He said, the battle does not belong to you. And that's what every one of us here need to understand. The battle you are fighting from the onset was not yours. It was never between you and the devil. It was never between me and the devil. It has always been between God and the devil. Satan is poking you so that he can poke God. So God said, you know what? Stand still. Now you've made your case. Let me prove myself. This year, God will prove himself in your behalf. I don't care what it is. I don't care the rules. I don't care the regulations. As you seek the face of God, God will prove himself concerning you. Says you will not fight. Because the battle is not yours. Is God's. Say tomorrow. Listen to these instructions, church. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Hold on. You say it's not our battle. Huh? You say it's not our battle. You are saying we should go down against them. Lord, make up your mind. If you are going to fight, fight. Don't put us in between. But God knows better. Go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook. He even told them where they are. Before the wilderness of Jeruel, he even again said, you won't need to fight. Just go, but you won't fight. So, don't take your AK-47. Don't take your Western. Don't take your Beretta. Don't take any weapon. Just go. If it's a Windsor assembly, that will elicit another prayer point. That, Lord, if we did anything wrong, please forgive us. Forgive us. You know? You say we should go, but we shouldn't take any weapon of war. Forgive us, Lord. How do we fight? We are not wrestlers. These people, they have arrows. They have guns. You know? He said, stand ye still. Stand ye still. He's saying, trust totally. Trust how? Totally. Give God your total trust. Trust totally on him. He has never failed before. He won't fail on your case. Trust him. What keep somebody like me going? It's my trust in what he told me. Even many times when it doesn't look like it. Even when people come and people go. But do you know one thing? God has never left. People will come, people will go, but God isn't going nowhere. Because he has a plan. And I'm not the one who worked the plan. He's the one who worked the plan. I can only follow the plan. He said, you will see the salvation of the Lord. This year, the suffering you have been suffering, the pain you have been carrying, when you set yourself, you are going to be settled this year. Ah! Brethren, I'm praying for you with every fiber of my being. I say, as you set yourself to seek him, he will settle you. This year, you will be settled. 2017, you will be settled. 2017, you will be a wonder. 2017, you will be a surprise. Your family will be a surprise. Your children will be a surprise. This church will be a surprise. In this city, we shall be a surprise. At work, you shall be a surprise. In school, you shall be a surprise. If you believe it, shout a good amen. The one who made the promise is more than able. He can keep all his promises. The song the choir sang, Covenant Keeping God. From generation to generation. I'm not trying to equate this with God, but at least I have the assurance to say that. My wife knows that the moment I tell her I'm going to do this and this and that for you, she's rest assured. She knows that without fail, I'm going to do it. Because number one, that's one place I don't want to lose face. Hello? Amen? Now, if me, a mortal human being, can commit to whatever I say, what about God? What about God? Because as long as she remains my wife, I'm bound to carry out my promise. Even if it's going to be uncomfortable for me. Let me show you a scripture. I'm going to close in a minute. We are going to pray. Are you getting something?
Yes, sir.
Oh, only three people. Are you getting something? If you are getting something, say good amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had a clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Nor sworn how deceitfully. God does not swear deceitfully. When he says he will do something, he has the capability to do it. Hallelujah. Let me go back to my scripture and I'm going to end. So the Bible says they rose up early in the morning. The Levite stood. Verse 19. Of the children of Kohathites and the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. When we don't know what to do, what else do we do? You praise him. Let that not be far from your lips this year. Let praise not be far from your heart this year. Even when you don't know what to do, engage in praise. Engage in worship. Deep praise, deep worship. Learn to praise God in the face of your challenges. I stand there by the grace of God. It has worked for me many times. Praise God through. I'm not somebody who call a prayer warrior. But I know how to praise God. I know how to worship God. Praise him through in the face of my challenges, in the face of my pains. They stood and they began to worship God in the presence of their enemies. Next time when Satan comes to knock on your door, start worshiping God. You won't need to say, Satan, I bind you. Satan will find his way by himself. Are you listening to me? Verse 20, the last verse, very important, and I close. And they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. Possibly there are those who are doubting. Ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe. Somebody say, believe. Believe. That's all that God is asking of you and I. Church, believe. Church, believe and just obey. That's all. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe God. He's not a man that he should lie. Trust him. Believe him. Take your pointer from him every day. Set your compass with God every day. Believe in the Lord your God, and ye shall be established. And he said, believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. I have sons in the Lord. Who by God's grace, when they want to make a decision, I don't mandate them. But they will call me. Say, what do you think? What should I do? If it's my common sense, I will tell them, this is my common sense. So, or if it's the Spirit of the Lord, I'll tell them, this is what I believe the Lord is saying. They take the word of God from my mouth and they do it. Guess what? They have always succeeded. But when you don't value the prophet you have in the house, which is always the case, other people tap into it. They benefit from it. I stand here, I will tell you, this is what it is. And some will look at me and think, he's just deceiving us. I don't have time for that. I don't have strength for that. My walk with God is too important for me. None of us here is smarter than God. Where he puts you and what he tells you to do, you can't do it. Told the servants, go and meet him. Whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Sir, they say whatever you tell us to do. They say there is no wine, sir. Okay. Go and fetch water. Go and serve them water. Okay, sir. And then they went to fetch water. And they went and served. And water is wine. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Success is guaranteed. Is somebody here this morning who is going to do whatever the Lord says to do this year? Is somebody here this morning who is going to look at what God has in his hands for you, bigger than what you are holding? Because whatever your own hand can carry, it's never going to be enough for you. You will finish it. But the glory of God over your life never ends. I want you to rise up on your feet. I want you to make a commitment. A commitment to God today. I'm asking for a church in this place this afternoon that will make a commitment to God and say, Lord, this year, I will make you my number one.